Hi everyone, and welcome to the TNT Supplements Podcast. I am your host, Richard Alston. Thank you very much for joining us today for episode 4, where we're going to be talking about 4 ways to improve your sleep quality. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to send us a voice note using the Anchor app, and I shall respond back to those questions in another podcast. Or you can simply drop us a DM on Instagram, and I'll be able to respond back on there too. If you're enjoying this episode on iOS, please make sure you smash that subscribe button, and if you could please leave us a star rating, that'd be awesome as it helps out the podcast a lot. So with that said, let's get into today's episode. So a large percentage of the UK population aren't getting enough sleep, plain and simple. And poor sleep quality can leave you feeling tired when you wake up, it can leave you in a grumpy mood, it can leave lack of focus, give you a loss of appetite, and it also slows down the rate of recovery following strenuous exercise. Now, there are a few very simple ways to drastically improve your sleep quality, and we're going to cover that in this podcast. So the first one I want to touch on is timing. Okay, so ask yourself a quick question: what time do you go to bed each night? This factor is important for two reasons. First, if you go to bed around the same time each night, it's easier for your body to develop a good sleep cycle and naturally looks to shut down around the same time each night. And secondly, the more accurate your timing becomes, the more energized you feel when you wake up. Now, it is recommended that you get in around about 6 to 8 hours tonight for maximum recovery and for your body to be able to function and feel energized better on a day-to-day basis. Now, this does differ from person to person, depending on age and obviously the type of training you do regarding whether you need more or less recovery. But the most important thing here is to try and maintain that steady, consistent routine of getting into bed around about the same time each night, and also staying asleep for the same amount of hours each night. The more you can do this, the more you will find your body adapts to this very easy routine where it allows you to have much better energy levels when you wake up. It allows your body to recover from any strenuous exercise you have done effectively. And it also allows you to focus a lot easier in the day and stops that kind of brain fog mentality which you might have on some days. Now, this also has occurred by the duration of sleep that you have, which brings us to our second point. So duration, just ask yourself again that same question: how many hours of sleep do you have each night? Is it 6 hours? Is it 8 hours? Is it more or less? So it can be easy to convince yourself that duration isn't important, but it is critical to your growth, performance and recovery. Now, professional athletes, for example, often sleep up to 10 hours a night or even more than 10 hours a night to maximise their recovery from really demanding training sessions. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not saying that we're all professional athletes, and you know, athletes might have their full-time job based around the sport that they do. So they'll be able to eat when they need to, they'll be able to sleep when they need to, and they'll be able to recover way more effectively. But for those who just kind of have a nice regular 9-to-5 job, whether it be at a desk or, you know, out in construction or whatever it may be, it's important to just maintain the duration of sleep each night so that you can adapt to the best possible recovery and energy that you can kind of get from those sort of hours of sleep. So if you are someone who has 5 hours of sleep every night, then make sure you maintain 5 hours of sleep every night. If you're someone who has 6 to 8 hours of sleep every night, make sure you maintain those hours of sleep per night so that when you wake up on a day-to-day basis, you feel a lot better in terms of rested, you feel more energized, you feel more focused, and you feel way more recovered than the day before. I think we've all had those times where we've woke up from, say, a heavy training session, let's just say a very intense leg session, for example, and you wake up the next morning and you literally feel like you've been hit by a bus because it's been that demanding in your workout that your body requires more recovery. But if you are naturally getting up on your regular sleep cycle and you've had your 5 to 6 hours of sleep or not that you normally have, then that's fine. Just continue about your day and your body will adapt to the recovery process. But if you are someone who's getting in more hours of sleep a night, you're going to find that your recovery time actually decreases dramatically because you're getting in way more necessary recovery hours of sleep rather than just sleeping for the sake of it. Now, a lot of us do this on the weekend, is we actually sleep longer hours than we need to because we feel that because we don't have to set an alarm, or we feel because we've got the day off that day, we don't have any work to do, that we should sleep longer. And that is completely fine. Some people do like to catch up on sleep on the weekends. But you might actually find that when you wake up after longer sleep periods, that again, you are not as focused. You're struggling to wake up more after you've actually woken up. You find that you're actually reaching for a coffee and any type of stimulant-based product just to kind of get yourself up and going for the weekend, because you've had all this excess sleep that your body doesn't naturally have in the week, where you're now actually slowing down the processes because it's having this brain fog effect on your day-to-day. Right, day-to-day basis. So what he wants to bring us to is our next one is basically the stages of sleep. Okay, so stage one is very simple. This is where the body basically experiences the light transition into sleep, and this is where you start to get drowsy and you start to kind of drift off into stage one, which is obviously, like I said, naturally falling asleep. In stage two, this is where you basically occur more of a natural transition into stage three, and this is where basically the chemicals are produced in the brain just to block the senses which stop you from waking up. Now stage three is where growth hormone is released, and this is one of the most vital stages to kind of maintain yourself being in, because the more growth hormone that's released into the body during the night, the better you will recover. The less growth hormone that goes in, the harder it is to recover, and this is only achieved when you're in stage three of sleep, and this usually occurs around about the first third of the night of actually being in a deep sleep. And then it brings us into stage four, which is REM sleep, and this is where we're at our deepest sleep possible. And this is also where the brain is also very active, which allows us to have dreams, whether they are very vivid dreams or very light dreams. When we're dreaming, that's when our body is in its deepest state, and it allows our body to completely relax and also go through all the different recovery processes that it needs to do in order to wake up and feel energized, feel focused, and basically go about our day-to-day routines. So unfortunately, we cannot directly control the different phases of sleep which we go into. But some of the ways that we can combat this is going through the different stages, like I said before, maintaining the same sort of times you go to sleep and also the amount of hours that you sleep. Now, there are two phases of particular importance here. There is slow wave sleep, also known as deep sleep, and there is REM sleep. The percentage of sleeping time you spend in these two phases largely determines the quality of your sleep each night. So things like eating large meals before bed or consuming stimulants like caffeine within 6 hours of sleep or 4 hours of sleep will dramatically slow down the process of obtaining REM sleep. And REM sleep is where REM sleep is achieved after 90 to 120 minutes after initially falling asleep. So there are a number of different factors that can prevent us from falling into stage three and stage four of sleep. So as long as we're aware of these things and we can kind of, you know, consciously make an effort to not have any stimulants that close to bedtime or not overly consume extra large meals before bed, you'll find that it's very easy to maintain a stage three or REM sleep stage of sleeping. Now, for those of you who actually struggle with sleep, so you might just be a naturally light sleeper, you might have a partner who kind of moves during the night more than expected, or is snoring from, you know, either yourself or a partner can actually disrupt your sleep pattern, or many different factors like the sound of the rain outside or someone opening a car door in the middle of the night. All these different sounds, all these different factors can actually then pull us in and out of different stages of sleep. So again, going from stage one to stage two to stage three to then REM sleep, which is stage four, occurs in a process. And if these different things contribute to our sleep quality, it'll basically pull us from one stage to the next. So you might go from stage one to stage four very quickly, but then something will happen in the night which then pulls you back from stage three to stage two, which is just a lighter form of sleep, and then might pull you back to stage one, where you then actually start to wake up all of a sudden because you've heard something or felt something move, and then you might fall back into sleep and go back into the cycle. So we can't, unfortunately, spend all night long in a deep REM sleep cycle, which is where we prefer to be, and we'll actually probably fall in and out of these cycles probably between 4, 5, 6 times a night, depending on the type of person you are and your sleep quality. So if you are one of those people who struggle with the sleep quality of things and actually struggle to maintain a deep sleep, there are certain things you can use to actually counteract this. And one of them is TNT 5-HTP. Now, 5-HTP is a chemical that the body makes from a dietary amino acid called tryptophan, and is essential for the synthesis of serotonin and melatonin, which affects mood, sleep, and appetite. Now, 5-HTP is an excellent sleep aid, which, as this is when your body repairs itself and recovers from exercise, it is important to anyone who trains regularly to actually make sure you maintain that deep sleep quality. Now, 5-HTP is a 100% natural product, and it basically just helps your brain release more serotonin and melatonin to actually bring you into a deeper sleep phase. And it can help keep you in a stage 3, stage 4 cycle by over 53% as opposed to a placebo group. And this was actually proved in a study. So if you want to maintain a deeper sleep quality and then recover much faster and wake up feeling fresh and focused and energized every morning, then TNT 5-HTP would be a great supplement for you to take a look at, and it would actually help improve your sleep quality dramatically. You can use various sleep apps to actually, you know, try and gauge your actual sleep quality before you use any types of supplement or sleeping aids, and this will basically help you determine how your sleep quality is basically going so far. So one of the better sleep quality apps that I personally use, and this is for iOS users, and I'm pretty sure it is available on Android, is just a simple app called Sleep Cycle. The Sleep Cycle allows you to basically monitor the graph of which you are in and out of different phases of sleep. So it will show you when you're awake, it will show you when you're asleep, it will show you when you're deepest sleep, and it basically allows you to build a really nice data profile on yourself and your sleeping patterns. And it also records the sounds around you as well. So let's just say you're somebody who snores, or you have a partner who snores. Like I said, this can actually affect the sleep quality you're actually in. So you can basically, this will pick up any noises that happen around you. So whether it's like, you know, a pet might be, you know, running around the house in the middle of the night, or, you know, a dog barking, or like I said, a car door open, anything like this, or even just you snoring, the app can pick this up, and you can basically listen back to it in the morning and kind of see where these sort of things happen, and then the type of sleep quality you've had that night. So those are just some really cool things you can use on top of you know, your natural routine now, just to kind of get a good understanding of how you currently sleep, and also the timings you go to sleep and the timings you naturally wake up in the morning. So I hope this podcast has been of some interest to you. Like I said, it's really good to understand kind of sleep cycles and sleep patterns, and understand your own sleep cycle and pattern. I think the better you can understand that, then the better you'll actually be able to have more quality sleep. Like I said, from an athlete's point of view, if you're somebody who struggles with recovery, or you find that you've done a very heavy leg day, for example, and it's taking you 3 to 4 days to recover, this is something you really need to address with your sleep cycle, and actually see where you can get better recovery from. Because if you're not in that deep recovery state of REM sleep on a more regular basis throughout the night than usual, then it's going to be a lot tougher for you to recover and function and perform again the next day. So if you have any questions regarding this podcast, like I said, please hit us up on Instagram, TNT_supplement. You can drop us a DM on there, and I'll be happy to answer that for you. Or you'd like to, you can send us a voice note using the Anchor app for any feedback or anything else you'd like to hear on the podcast. And your feedback is very important to us, so it's much appreciated. And thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And if we don't hear from you before, then you will hear from me in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.